So, title for the talk is Thank You, Krishna Ji, for having a nose. N-O-S-E, nose. And certainly, you know, topic is probably very big, you know. So, I will be speaking here, there, and there. And if I am not lost, you know, in here, there, and there, probably, you know, something, I will point out something. And if I got lost, so I will say, you know, this is not because of me. This is because Krishna ji has such a beautiful nose. So I will not blame me if I got lost. I will blame him again. So just, you know, for your information. So, like, I have to really define nose before, you know, like, so that you can really, you know, have a sense, you know, what I mean from the nose. And let's say, you know, if I don't have a nose, you know, let's say I closed my nose and Krishna ji has a nose. And then both of us are picking flowers, picking flowers. So what will happen, you know, maybe he, you know, picks like little faded ones, you know, but with fragrance. And I pick maybe very good ones, but without fragrance. And we both put in our rooms. And when somebody comes, you know, in his room, like, really, people will be astonished because of the fragrance. And in my room, you know, what will happen, you know? So, like, nose means, like, really smelling, really knowing the importance, you know, importance of what is important. Like, you know, nose from nose means really knowing the importance. And then I will also be exploring like Dhamma Loka as well as Manas Loka, like in this whole going here to there. And I will like to also explain these words a little bit. So, Dhamma Loka. So, Dhamma Loka, like a, you know, outer example of that. Like if you experience like rain on you, you know, there is like one experience while you are experiencing rain, heavy rain on you. There will be another experience when you are experiencing snowfall on you. And there can be a third experience, probably like almost no experience, you know, like if you have lived in India, you know, after few days you see a layer of dirt, like layer of dirt, but that was not acknowledged when, you know, this was showering, like when dust was showering. There was no acknowledgement of that at that time. So probably Dhamma Loka, you know, is like, you know, acknowledgement really happens, you know, when you kind of touch, when you really see. Otherwise, things keep on happening, but without acknowledging. And then manasloka, like the whole system of like perceiving through a body mind, where feelings are part of that, as well as emotions also part of that. And like, I think this loka is like we use most of the time, like the manas loka. Like all the time, probably, we are using manas loka. And actually, manas loka has a revolving kind of like, you know, one could revolve around it, and lives will be finished without having to evolve around it. You know, like there are two words, like revolving and evolving. Without using evolving, one can really spend, you know, lifetimes revolving around the manasloka. You know, that is what is also called, you know, maya, like the you know, the world of attributes, you know, like the things I see because I want to see, you know, that way. Like the perception, not really able to see how things are, but only seeing how I want to see. Like, there will be like a prior acknowledgement of me, and experience will match through that. Like, I will make experience matching through my prior acknowledgement. And this is like, I think, like really to look at this loka, you know, it's very important as a practitioner, you know, or as a Dhamma friend or whatever, you know. Like, I think this loka is very much needs to be looked at. And actually, from the West, many times when we pack our backpack, you know, we say, oh, I'm going to India to find out about my life. Like, generally, like, the quest comes in the form of these words, you know, like, I really am going to India to find out about life. And then we come here and engage into revolving. Like, most of us, like, really like revolving. And it's really beautiful experiences around revolving, but there is no evolving. So like, the purpose of this talk, you know, is to really point out evolving, not revolving. And like, what happens also, like, when we talk, you know, talk to people, I think also people don't have, you know, much sense about evolving. So they will give you several options, you know. So, like, revolving means like going around and finding another option for, you know, for the thing. And that is like, for time being, you know, it feels really right, you know. It feels, really I touched something, I found something. And what happens, like, 6 months later, you know, again, like the same thing, which seemed so powerful, so good, same thing again becomes like a problem. and then we have to again pack our backpack and buy ticket again. And also, like, say, I'm tired of India, you know. Also, this happens then. I really don't want to go there, but there is no way out without India, kind of, like, somehow. So we again buy ticket, and again land in Delhi. Again, you know, same process, like, bad smell, you know, dusty roads, like, you know, all those, like, you really experience those, you know. I really imagine them, like, only through what you report me, you know. Like, this is my imagination, and I think it's your experience. So, like, what I will like to really ask, that if we are not engaging into revolving, kind of like really not trying to find like a psychological solutions, you know, like really not rely on them. They might be very good for time being, but probably for the longer term, I think evolution, you know, evolving or evolution is the way, like knowing, knowing human, knowing, you know, people, knowing me. Like, I find that evolving is the way, you know. Revolving is not the way. And like, there was a thank in the title, and I really mean the thank, because like, here is somebody who really knows evolving, like, really has sensed, really has smelled evolving, and has given his life. Yeah, it's like, I really feel, you know, like, that how can somebody, you know, do this? Like, how can, being the in the West, how somebody can smell, you know, this? And, like, I really, you know, like, so much admire comes out of that. So this is why, like, watch the thank you, you know. And so this probably, if you want to evolve, like, first thing, what will be on the way will be pleasure of revolving, like, let go of the pleasure of revolving, like, you know, not really, like, you know, this tribe that in a talk or in a discussion, I will find out about me, like, you know, really let go of this idea that this is possible, that in one retreat or in one day, I will be able to find evolving. Like, first, because then you have to go for revolving, you know. Like, revolving can be found, like, you know, in 10 minutes. Like, people who are really very intelligent or very kind of like, you know, psychologically know, they, in 10 minutes they can satisfy you, like, very, very well. But, like, that satisfaction is not trustworthy. Like, you know, another thing what I am pointing out is that satisfaction is not trustworthy. So we really have to play a role in that, you know, I don't want revolving, I don't want temporary, you know, like, satisfactions, temporary things. And of course, like when you don't want them, then certainly door of meditation opens, door of Dhamma Loka. Actually, also Open Dharma is creating a Dhamma Loka, you know, it's like little advertisement. So when this door for evolving opens, then like there is no kind of ready-made. Anyway, there are some common grounds which can we agree with. Like we can say meditation is a common ground. Retreat is a common ground. Like for looking for evolution, looking for evolving. But then again, responsibility like, you know, comes to us. And like while like this prescriptions, we can say, like prescriptions, you know, like because when you go to doctor really can prescribe, you know, like from himself. But I think this doctor, you know, doctor, like being a Kalyan Mitra, you know, this actually, here prescription will come, you know, if you really give your hand in the hand of this Mitra, kind of like. So both, like prescription can come only from both hands, you know. One hand cannot do it. So again, the second thing is like really feeling the responsibility, feeling the openness for that, and not be in hurry, kind of like. Also not be in hurry because it's really time-taking path. You know, it really takes time. And I think, you know, everything in the life which is meaningful takes the time. So also giving time, like the third thing will be giving time. And and when we start giving time, then again we find this Manas Loka again bringing many, many beautiful options, you know, like why to meditate 45 minutes, you know. It's good to kind of like something else, like always. So beautiful options, you know, like why to do this, you know, I can just something else, like always some option is there produced by Manas Loka. So also again being careful about those options so that we can really spend time in the practices. And then another thing happens that like continuity, like we disconnect, you know, we meditate like really 7 days very well, but like day eight, you know, no meditation. Like another, again, Manas Loka coming and saying, you know, 7 days you meditated. Did you receive anything? Like, is there, you know, like, can you show me anything? And certainly you cannot. In 7 days, you cannot show to Manas Loka anything. So again, not listening, because continuing like in spite of, you know, many logical reasons, really continuing. And when this continuation happens, slowly, slowly, like a kind of like another kind of intention, another kind of, like there is an intention on level of manasloka, and there is another very, very subtle intention, like slowly we become familiar with that intention, like another kind of intention, which have, you know, like we can say power, it doesn't have power, but it has like the power of continuity, you know, like this intention will be with you without using power, and somehow connecting to that, maybe spiritual life can begin. Like, as long as intention, like deeper intention is not found, it's really difficult to begin a spiritual life. You know, it will be like on and off, and many times like revolving, but not really a spiritual life. So once this like very, very deeper intention is found, because kind of like that is always, you know, not really forcefully, but like very gently there, and getting in touch with that, like somehow practices become easy. No, it's not difficult to practice, like slowly, slowly. And then what happens, like slowly the momentum of practice together with intention, you know, like the momentum of practice comes along with the intention. And then this joining, you know, is really like here we really can feel, like with the momentum of practice, when momentum of practice joins the intention, like this is like a big change, you know, it's recognizable change, like you really are pro to practices somehow, like really that is very important as gulab jamun for me. So like coming like here, you know, we can really relax. Like this is where we really can allow us to be relaxed. Before this, probably is not possible. Like we really have to make it till intention meets momentum of practice. Like by that time, we have to keep on, and once these two guys are together, you know, then it's like it will be easier to practice, easier, you know, like many easiness will come in the life, and like the dharma life somehow will be enjoyable, like somehow like a joy will appear out of the practices. And when joy also joins, you know, like when there becomes like three guys together, then I think, you know, there is no way to be stopped, like somehow, like together with joy, intention, and like momentum of practices, somehow like we are led to Dhamma Loka, like somehow they really, you know, deepening happens, and there comes like the experiences, you know, experiences of Dhamma. And when they join, you know, it's like really, I think, probably revolving will never have given that joy. Like when really the experiences join, experiences of Dhamma Loka joins us, I think, you know, then we really can complete revolving, you know. There is like very easily revolving is completed. You don't have to make many efforts because revolving will lose colors, you know, somehow will feel faded, you know, like really not like a no attraction, you know, lose the attraction. And kind of, you know, then Dhamma Loka will proceed, like, you know, we keep on proceeding in this Dhamma Loka, and really like joyfully and so what I'm trying to refer that as long as these steps has not happened, you know, these joinings has not happened, you know, just keep on, and certainly they will join, you know. It's like process doesn't go without them, like, so just keep on making effort, and these friends, you know, like they are really waiting for to join you, and once they join, you know, it's really very, very easy, and I think then you don't have to pack your backpack again for India, because somehow India will move to London, or, you know, or New York, or Mexico, or yeah, where, like wherever. So probably, you know, seems like my heart wish that if India can move to New York, Mexico, London, you know, Australia, all places, like that will give me, you know, very much happiness somehow. So I will like to invite questions around what I spoke so far. Yes.
Describe a little bit more about evolving.
About the?
Not revolving, I understand.
Yeah. Evolving, yeah.
Evolving.
Yeah.
Can you say
yeah,
more
yeah.
About
so, like evolving means probably like, you know, outer experience, like what I said, like, you know, feeling the rain, then feeling the snowfall. Like evolving means, like, you know, it will not be dramatic. Like you don't have to go for dramatic feeling, but like kind of like a very soft, slow feeling, and trusting that. Generally, like trust is in dramatic, you know, areas of the life. So evolving means like when one is evolved, like the, you know, this soft fall, snowfall feeling, like, you know, that kind of like experiencing life that way. So that will be, you know, said evolution or evolving. Like, if that is enough. Downfall.
Downfall of the holy name. Uh-huh. Is that the rain? And if that's not what you're talking about,
yeah,
how can you make that rain come?
How
can you, if someone wants to feel that gentle rain of evolution, what can you do? Is there anything
like,
you can do?
Yeah, like, you know, I pointed, you know, like really kind of like commitment, you know. Just doing your part, and then rain will fall. Like, it's not that rain will fall without your side being done. So there is like a kind of like giving time, you know, separating time and continuing, and then really finding the intention, like the inner intention, so that continuation can happen like easily without any break. And then certainly like other friends will join that. And then of course rain will fall, certainly. Please.
How does it come that some people get the privilege?
Privilege.
And some people don't.
Yeah. Probably, I think, like, we are not able to recognize the whole life. You know, like, privilege, like, say, privilege is like this, like, say, if you see me, you know, signing a check and getting money out of the bank. So if you see only this part, you see, you know, how lucky you are, Ajay, you know. You make a sign, your sign, and get money. But if you see also me, like prior to this, you know, also depositing and working for that, so probably you will not say that, you know, I'm lucky, you know. I'm privileged. Like what I'm saying, you know, like, because like we really decide from like very seeing like very short time, like, so then you see that this person is privileged, but probably, you know, that person has made something, you know, has done something in the past. And because that part is not seen, so this is why, you know, it seems like some people have, like, you know, special, you know, they have a special relation with God, kind of. But it's not. That is not the case. Like, everyone has same relation, you know. Like,
past, what do you mean, past lives, or?
Past means, like, you know,
yeah,
good.
Past means only.
You know, like, I think, you know, like, it probably like somehow, you know, seeing seeing the human life, it seems like there is a past. You know, there is something in the past. Because we are so different. And my experience of, you know, God or whatever, is like a loves everyone, you know, like same. So, like, because of that, I can say that, you know, there should be some past. Because he doesn't have any choice, you know, he doesn't make somebody sit next to him and somebody there, kind of. Like, he really loves us all. So, really seeing, realizing that, and seeing human life, it seems like, you know, there will be some past. Yeah, please, no, you don't have to be satisfied. All people here
have the privilege to meet you and other spiritual teachers. But so many people will never have.
Yeah, they don't have privilege. So this is why I'm saying, like, you know, must be, you know, some friendship, you know, already, like some email, you know, some connection. Like some, you know, secret connection. Like, you know, it depends, like, how you want to see it, you know. Like some connection, some email address should be there. Of course, you know, like, otherwise, like, why other people are not, you know, some like, life is not what we know. Like, what we know is, like, very little. There is, like, kind of like, even, you know, like, we probably we eat many times same food and, like, in the same hotel. Like, you know, I really compare with Krishnaji, you know, like, we really ate other day in Namo Buddha together, and he was able to make same food love, and I was able to make same food anger. So, you know, like, you know, there should be something, you know, in him that he really, he's the factory of love, you know. I am the factory of anger. Yeah, like a question is, like, she's asking if I can speak something about smelling. Because I think, like, in the deeper realm of life, you know, realm of probably perceiving, you know, there are no senses. Like, senses applied. So somehow, like, you know, this happens. So many times I say smelling, many times I say seeing, you know. It's no, like, not one word I use for that, you know. But it's like very, very deep, where there is no connection to, like, this revolving area. So then somehow recognition, somehow acknowledgement happens there, which is also passed to revolving area, that acknowledgement. And that acknowledgement, you know, I really don't know the mechanism of that acknowledgement. So many times I say smelling, you know, many times I say seeing, you know, some, like, touch, but it's not, like, one way, you know. Somehow, like, this this area is like a, without any kind of without any system, you know? There is no system. So that's why I say smelling, you know, like because smelling evolves like less system than like or I don't know the systems of smell more. So to me it feels like, you know, smelling has like less system.
You talk about the holding of the hand, Kali and Gita. And I have been wondering, actually, when you feel so much love for
Kali and Gita,
when you feel so much love, it's like being revolved, it's revolving.
It's
revolving. It's being in the revolving. And is it still that hand that helps to go to the evolving?
To the?
To evolving. Like the love, right?
Yeah.
It feels so strong.
Separation.
Not separation so much as that
shift. Shift of evolving?
Yeah.
Like I think, you know, via the prescriptions, you know, like via the, like this, these two hands, like somehow, like same way, like will smell something like together, like, you know, these two noses will smell something, you know, will like kind of is without system. Yeah, you know, it's not system. It's really somehow. I think, you know, this computer, you know, it really works without any system. You know, it doesn't depend on system. Like somehow, it's not needed in deep, like deeper areas of life. Systems somehow they coalesce. Really, you know, there is no system, so it's very difficult to kind of speak, but I can say this happens. But then if you ask how, you know, I have no clue. Like, my answer will be, I have no clue. So the question is like, what is or who is Kalyan Mitra? So probably, you know, somebody who has a nose like Krishnaji will be the answer. And like, I think, like somebody who really has sought, you know, or seen the fruitfulness of life, like completely, and like really seeing the fruitful, like fruitful life, actually, you know, love appears, you know, love for all of us. You know, why we are revolving still, you know, why we are not evolving. And then, really, I think spending time always you know, how, what to do, how to do, so that we can evolve, not revolve, and really spending a lot of time, you know, into how and what, and also experimenting and finding that, you know, probably there is no way out. And way out is really allowing this love to take over, like allowing this love for evolving to take over. And then out of system something happens, you know, like something keeps on coming, something keeps on being pointed, you know, in spite of the person. So probably, you know, that place is called Kalyan Mitra, you know, that like really very, very deep concern for everyone, and really deep love, like, you know. So I think that will be the Kalyan, like the place will be called Kalyan Mitra, and people having access to that place, you know, also maybe Kalyan Mitra in form. So maybe we can have some quiet moments.